This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A special anti-corruption court in Mumbai has ordered the registration of a first information report, FIR, against senior officials of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, including former SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch, in a case related to alleged stock market fraud and regulatory violations. The order was issued by Special Judge S. E. Bangar following a petition filed by Thane-based journalist Sapan Srivastav. The court further stated that it would monitor the probe and also direct the concerned authorities to submit a status report on the case. Meanwhile, SEBI issued a clarification stating that the officials against whom the FIR was ordered, including former chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch, three current whole-time members of SEBI and two BSE officials were not holding their respective positions at the relevant time. The rescue operations for the trapped workers after the avalanche that struck in Mana village of Chamoli, Uttarakhand, on 28th February is complete. The body of the last missing worker has been recovered. Of the total 54 recovered, 8 have been declared dead, while 46 were rescued alive.
जो लास्ट मिसिंग पर्सन थे उनकी बॉडी रिट्रीव हो गई है. टोटल इसमें 54 लोग थे, जिसमें से 46 अलाइव थे और 8 बॉडीज रिट्रीव हुई हैं. 7 बॉडीज हमारी जोशीमठ आर्मी हॉस्पिटल में आ चुकी थी और डिस्ट्रिक्ट हॉस्पिटल में उनका पोस्टमार्टम किया जा रहा है. अगर वेदर परमिट करेगा तो उनको एयरलिफ्ट किया जाएगा और जो आगे की कार्यवाही है उसको भी समय से पूर्ण कर दिया जाएगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting today of Sri Somnath Trust, which manages the world-famous Somnath Temple, in his capacity as its chairperson. The meeting will take place at Sasan, the headquarters of Gir National Park in Junagadh district of Gujarat. Early in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre in Jamnagar district. Vantara is established in an area of nearly 3,000 acres in the district. Mr. Modi reached Jamnagar last evening on a three-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests, with the Prime Minister as its chairperson. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today said the centre is proactive in developing airports wherever required, keeping in view the public need. Addressing media, along with Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy in Hyderabad, Mr. Naidu said that through the revolutionary Udaan scheme, the government has taken airports to Tier 2 cities and Tier 3 cities in the country. The minister said the centre is ready to develop another airport in Bhadradri Kotagudam district of Telangana state, as the state has only one operating airport and the centre has given approvals recently for development of Mamnur airport near Warangal. He also said feasibility study has once again taken up at the site shown by the state government for the airport near Bhadradri. Home Minister Amit Shah today vowed to intensify crackdown on drug traffickers to build a drug-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the court in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom strategy. The minister said the Narendra Modi government is unsparing in punishing drug traffickers who drag youth into addiction for money. He pledged to continue combating the drug menace with meticulous investigations to build a drug-free Bharat. Punjab police has apprehended two gangsters after a brief encounter in Jalandhar today. They were wanted in the killing of a Jammu and Kashmir police sub-inspector Deepak Sharma in April last year. State Police Chief Gaurav Yadav, while informing through a social media post, said that both were associates of a USA-based gang. Two sophisticated weapons have been recovered from their possession. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India set a target of 250 runs against New Zealand in the final Group A ODI encounter in Dubai. Chasing the target, Kiwis were at 30 for 1 in 7 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.